I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Well, if I'm going to start a diet, this is my last chance to eat all the crap I love.
And I don't care what diet you go on, you can sew up your stomach and your you will always be fat.
BFF, BFF, you are my BFF, BFF. You are my BFF.
Dun, dun, dun.
We do an awful lot of singing to each other.
It's happy sounds.
But sometimes I feel like it might be one-sided, so I'm really glad that you just started with that song because I sing at you all the time.
You do.
I'm just like, Amy, I love you so much, and you are my best friend. Yeah. It's always short and sweet, though.
I like it, and I don't always reciprocate, but it's not that I don't feel the same way. I'm not loving my voice.
What's got your adrenaline flowing now that you feel like spreading your love to me?
Well, we just worked out and I got my blood pumping.
You damn right we did, girl.
I don't know what that voice was.
No, I did. It's okay.
It was my pep on voice. I'm cheering you on. Yeah, we did. Woo woo.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She hates dirty boys, but unfortunately, she chooses to judge them when leaving the gym all sweaty-like.
Hashtag just happened. And with me today is someone who is almost my mini-me. We are alike in many, many ways, except for in the ways that we rage. I'm silent, and she's deadly.
I'm Amy Nichols.
I wasn't finished, but doesn't that kind of sound like a radio show? I'm silent, I'm deadly, and it also sounds like a fart. And if she doesn't feel better about herself soon, she may go silent in other ways. On a positive note, what did I write? Oh, she crops toes. Her name is
Amy Nichols. That was so long. Wait, crops toes?
Oh. You were crow topping in the back.
I did. I forgot.
Part of Amy's job here is to Photoshop. She's a Photoshop queen. And she likes to help girls out. That's all I'm going to say. Some inappropriate pictures might get taken. And it's like, ooh, let me help you out there.
Yeah, I'm going to help you out there. That's not good.
You didn't bother covering it, but I will. So, Amy, I have to tell you, I have finally come to terms with something that you've been calling me out for a while now.
Oh, no.
I am a complete faker. I'm fake. I am so fake, and I'm over it.
I've never called you fake.
You have here because I have a life coach.
Oh.
And I asked her to be my life coach. I asked her to take me on.
Yeah, you searched her out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, I need help with negativity. Well, she got rid of that immediately. I'm like a brand new person now. I'm so positive. I just radiate. People ask me if I'm glowing. I'm like, it's just my positivity just coming through my pores. But the other things that I'm supposed to work on has been sleep and meditation. Well, you know what? I don't do either one of those ever. Not at all. Now, I did get a little bit too drunk one night and I put my meditation man on whenever I went to sleep and I woke up twice. My husband was at work that night and I woke up twice and was like, who's in my room? And then I looked and it was my meditation guide.
Yeah, you need to find a new voice.
Yeah, so I had a, and it was still the sweet, soothing sounding woman voice that I like. But it was just, it woke me with such a startle because I'm like, who's in my room? Anyway. Yeah, but I'm also not supposed to be putting myself to sleep by the bottle either. So
I don't think your life coach has encouraged that.
Well, so I thought maybe I need to quit wasting her time and I need to break up with her because I do think she's been very beneficial to me. She really has. And I appreciate all of her help. But she is our boss, producer White Cheddar's wife. So a lot of issues that I would like to talk about, I can't talk to you with somebody that I'm going to be at a Christmas party with every year and all these other employee events, you know?
Yeah.
Can I really talk to her about daddy and family issues and stuff?
Well, I mean, I think it's normal. Even if it's not a life coach, if it's a psychiatrist or whatever, whoever you're seeing, I think it's really hard. Or it's really difficult for people to be honest with themselves, first of all, and to speak it to someone else because it becomes way more real. So I don't think it's bizarre that you are having a hard time being honest with her.
It's easier to be likable. And that's the first thing that she said whenever I told her I have a lot of negativity. She's like, really? Because every time I see you, you're laughing and you're smiling. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's on the outside. Because on the inside, I'm like beating myself down.
No, I hate that.
So anyway, rather than break up with her, I talked to her the other week and I said, look, I have not done anything that I'm supposed to. So just give me a little bit of time. I'm going to work on it because I would like to meditate. Have I devoted any amount of time to it except for the sleep weight loss one that I do at night? No. And even that one I've done only a couple times. So instead of lying to my life coach, I decided we're taking this next step.
You and me?
No, me and my life coach.
Oh, okay.
We are both dieting this week. So we're doing this detox diet this week, but I'm lying about my diet because...
Oh my gosh.
Because, Amy, I can diet and there's so much that I can do and I'm doing more. Well, hold on. I'm doing more than what is asked. But what I'm lying about is it's like this healthy diet with a bunch of ingredients that I would never use, such as tapioca flour and vegan protein.
Well, I think, I don't know. Where do you get that?
From health food places that I don't shop because it's not near the cheese. So what I'm doing instead of following her diet is I'm doing a 21-day diet instead of a 7-day diet.
Whoa.
Where I'm just doing me. I'm just doing a healthy me. I'm doing, what is it that you do? Like no sugar, no starches, no carbs, no alcohol.
Yeah, well, I don't really have a name for it, but I know all those things are not great for me. So yeah, I do no alcohol, no sugar, no alcohol. Did I already say that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Did you drink some before you got on the podcast?
No, I have to write it down because there's so many things. Okay. Oh, damn it. I don't remember the other one.
I think that's it. So I'm doing that asterisk besides coffee because I can't.
Caffeine. That was the other one.
I can't do no coffee and I can't do black coffee. So I told myself I will give myself 2 coffees a day. One coffee, I have a shot of sugar-free creamer in the morning on my way to work. And then my other one, I'll have one Splenda and then a little bit of dairy creamer. So I'm a faker even in my diet, though.
Well, you're doing better and you're doing more than what you had originally, you know, what before you were starting this. And you're going longer. So you've got that on your side.
Asterisk, I'm going longer. We'll see. This is day one. This is official day one.
Did you tell her that this is what you're doing?
No, not yet. I haven't talked to her yet, but I will let her know. But what really sucks about this is my husband, Jeremy, has been doing the cooking and we both should be dieting after what I was fed last week.
Well, you were not out of control. You were princified. Is that princess-fied?
That's very well it. So whenever my husband cooks, he cooks so fun. He made lobster rolls,
yep,
which I brought you one of those. He made pasta with homemade sauce that we watched Giada in Italy. We copied her sauce and made it. I say we. I laid on the couch and watched Gossip Girl the whole time. Except for at one point, I got up off the couch to tell him that he needed to go ahead and cook because it was already 6. So I did leave my post at one point to tell him that.
Honey.
But I go home. I don't feel like cooking. So my husband's been cooking. Also, I need to clean my house.
I have a PSA for you.
Give it to me because I have one too.
Okay. People, clean your bathtubs. Clean your showers. I almost died. Near-death experience this weekend. I have been gone every weekend for a long time. I'm always doing something. I haven't been at home able to clean. And there's a buildup of shampoo and conditioner on my bathtub floor, I guess. But thankfully, so I slip and I bruise myself. I bruise easily, so that's not a big deal. But I caught myself on the old people railing that was installed before from the people that had our house before us. So
I think it's called the handicap.
Oh.
Yeah. The little handicap railing, but go ahead.
No, but it saved my life. I could have cracked my head open. I mean, I slipped hard.
And you're the only one who showers in the shower, right?
Yeah,
it's not kids leaving behind all their residue.
Anyone. Yeah, it's just me.
I have a dueling PSA.
Ooh.
Yeah. I see your PSA. Hold on. I see your
Oh, no.
I see your PSA, and I'm going to raise it this. According to a study, I like studies like this, researchers found that people who are regularly exposed to bleach and other cleaning chemicals raise their chance of getting potentially fatal lung disease from 22% to 32%. So relax on the obsessive cleaning of your bathroom. Yes. Is what this study says.
Oh, well, okay, so to follow up, this is my rebuttal. There's this thing called Norwex, and it's fantastic. It like eliminates 99% of all bacteria, virus, whatever, but no chemicals, because there's this, it's like woven with steel or something in the fabrics, and so you don't use anything. You just use the cloth, and then you boil it to actually clean the cloth or whatever. But that's good. I mean, you can still clean.
Hold on 1 second. This is not an ad.
No.
But this could be. Continue.
That's it.
I just wanted to throw it out there in case anybody does want to throw in a sponsorship right there.
I mean,
it would have been a perfect time to, you know, talk about your your diet book or your cleaning supplies. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, I've used it. I love it. But I still have to burn the candles because I like the clean smell.
So you said that you hadn't been home because you've been busy. I've been spending my weekends at home. I'll tell you the highlight of my weekend coming up. But you had a very exciting weekend.
I did. We went on a camping trip with my son's Boy Scouts troop. And it was so great. It was cabin camping, so glamping, really. But it was just so great to see my son with these boys. And my son's not athletic. He has the problem that I have is I'm just not coordinated. I can't catch anything. I've never been sportsmanlike. I'm sure that Josh, my husband's a little disappointed that he's not more into athleticism, but any mother out there or father who's listening and your son just can't cut it, try Boy Scouts. It's so great because they learn lifelong skills. My son cooked every meal this weekend on his own.
Shout out Jeremy.
He learns how to use tools that, I mean, I don't know. I just had to teach myself. I don't know if my husband knows how to use tools.
Can I sign my husband up for this?
It's just so great to see him become a young man. I love it. Anyways, but the weekend was fun. Great property right off the lake. There was volleyball set up and we played kickball. Josh played barefoot. I swear to God, he's going to break his foot again. I don't know what's wrong with this man. He's trying to give me a heart attack. But it was such an enjoyable weekend. He was, my son, Maddox, was very busy. So I didn't see him a whole lot just because he's with the boys and cooking and whatever. But I had a lot of good one-on-one time with my daughter, Morgan. She went with us. It was a family camp out.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave herself a challenge. This is so cool. She had never touched a bugle before. She plays the French horn with school. This is going to be her third year that she's playing. And she picked up a bugle and she challenged herself to learn Taps, which is a military official song that they usually play at funerals. It's like melancholy, really slow song. Anyways, she tried to teach herself before dusk to play at the Boy Scouts flag ceremony. And mm-hmm. she figured out every single note within 30 minutes of touching it. I was so impressed with her. She's amazing. I know, but then she was too nervous to play in front of anybody, so she didn't do it.
That is so awesome. I wish I could just like pick up a skill like that.
Yeah.
Decide, I'm going to do this today, because by the time I wake up, I'm already convinced myself out of the day. That didn't make any sense. Sometimes whenever I wake up, my first thought is, man, I'm going straight home from work. I'm not going to work out. I'm not even going to talk to anybody. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I never wake up and I'm like, guess what I'm going to do today? Learn something.
But that's not you every day. I mean, everybody has days like that. But yeah, she just was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. And she did it. Slow clap.
No, not slow.
Oh, is that bad? I don't mean a bad connotation.
Yeah. Slow clap is like, congratulations,
no.
Amy.
No, that's not what I meant. Bad Made term. Yeah. I didn't mean that. Fast clap.
Woo! So the highlight of my weekend, because I'm all lame-o, I went shopping. And my girlfriend, I always sleep way too late on Saturdays. So I knew this. So I kept my phone turned on so I could hear her whenever she starts calling me. Well, she's sending me texts at 8. 9, 10, I'm out. I don't respond. Finally at 11:30, I hear my phone go off. And she texted me and was like, hey, wake up, I'm bored. Let's go to lunch. Let's go shopping. I texted her back. I said, girl, I can't afford to go to lunch. Why don't you pick me up after lunch and we can go shopping? She's like, whatever, I'll just pay for you. And then I felt so bad because I realized that we are getting ready to go shopping. And I'm like, I can't afford no stupid lunch, but I had food at home.
Yeah.
And I did let her pay for me, but I did tip. So I ended up, I had some cash for the tip because I felt really stupid. I want people to pay for me, but then whenever they actually do, I'm like, oh, I can't make you do that whenever we're going shopping. So
I love it when people pay. It's so awesome.
But my girlfriend has money, so that makes me feel less bad. Her and her husband are going with us to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we were going shopping for. And I know it sounds stupid for me to say that we're going to Italy and I have no money in the same story, but I don't have any money. My husband has money and we have separate bank accounts because I'm irresponsible and I don't trust myself. He wants to sit down and talk about finances this week and I'm so stressed out about it.
Just dodge him.
So my girlfriend and I went shopping and
I only
picked up a couple of things. I got a very reasonable and cheap jacket.
No, don't get cheap.
Well,
quality.
We went to an outlet store.
Oh, okay.
So I got a really discounted one. And it's something I would buy anyway, but the price tag was really appealing. But I would buy something and then she would get like the name brand version of it. Like, and then I actually, at one point, I bought... Because you need like a crossbody purse to mm-hmm. go with you whenever you're traveling. And you need it to be a decent size, but not too big, not too small. So her and I bought this new purse. We bought the same one at this designer outlet. And I did the math wrong in my head. And so it was more than I was expecting. And I bought it. Well, then I go to the next store and I find something for 1,000 times cheaper. So I got it there and it wasn't the same brand or anything, but yeah. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
So then I turned around. I felt so stupid. I went right back to the store and returned it.
Did they ask?
No. I mean, I just said, sorry, I found something cheaper. I was carrying big bags with me then.
That's totally acceptable. I've done that.
But then I did get one not functional, but really cute jacket. And I showed it to her husband and he's like, this is the most uncomfortable thing ever. It's like really holy. It's kind of like holes in lace almost.
No.
There is, it's cute. It's worth it.
But it's not going to keep you warm with holes.
I don't care. I also don't care if it's comfortable. That is,
you can layer.
Those things are not important to me. Well, yeah, I mean, you would have to because there's holes in it. So you can't just go underneath. But yeah, I didn't show my husband that. But he wants to sit down. He wants to talk about finances. And
you're still nervous.
I do sneak stuff on, you know, credit cards he didn't know about and stuff.
Yeah. I do too. I'll do the purchase and then I'll stick it in my closet way in the back and I won't touch it for a few months or even like a full year. I mean, sometimes I will love it and it's a classic. I always buy classic. I don't ever buy trendy things. So it'll still be good the next year, next season or whatever. So
you hide it for that long?
Oh, yeah. I've totally done that before. And I'll forget that I bought things. Anyway, so I'll bring them out and Josh is like, oh, is that new? I'm like, no, honey, I've had it for a long time.
Wow, I thought about wearing my holy jacket in today, but I was like, calm down, girl. You need to wait a minute. Wait until at least fall before you start busting this stuff out.
Girl, I need to buy some boots. I'm so excited. Me and Morgan talked about it all weekend. We were like, we're going to go buy some sweaters. We're going to go buy some boots, jackets. I'm excited about the season. I love it when it gets cold.
I love it too. Okay, now we're going to play the guessing game.
Okay, am I going to win? Because I'll play if I win.
Probably not, because you forget everything.
I do.
Okay, so flashback. A couple years ago, for Christmas, my husband gave me a pair of Taylor Swift tickets. This was for her 1989 tour. And he gave me tickets, and it came in this little box, so I had to do like a lot of unwrapping. It was like the Fool You kind of box.
Yeah.
Packages inside of packages, and then I get down to the very bottom, and it was Taylor Swift 1989 tour tickets.
Yay.
And I started crying, and he was like, really? You're crying over this? Like, you didn't cry whenever I proposed to you. You didn't cry at our wedding. You're going to cry over Taylor Swift tickets. Well, now he says he's going to get me a present that's going to make me cry even harder than I did whenever he gave me Taylor Swift tickets. Do you have any guesses? And don't guess better. Because then I'm going to be like, oh, man, how disappointing.
I mean, I don't know. Is it musical?
No.
Is it fashion?
No.
Is it a trip?
No.
Is it 20 questions? I need to stop guessing.
Is it edible? Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is it 100-year-old age steak something or another?
No, but I would I would accept that. He said he's going to get me a cheese wheel and wrap it up for Christmas and give it to me.
He's, first of all, he spoiled it. Way to go, Jeremy. Secondly, that's not better. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, you'll love it. I know you will. But
it'll still make me cry. You know me so well. You're going to give me a cheese wheel for Christmas.
I want a cheese wheel for Christmas.
And it's going to be, if he was to do it, it would be back-to-back cheese wheels because I'm going to have one on my
trip.
On my trip. I was going to say terrorist. That's not the word. Terrorist? What am I trying? T-E-R-R-A-N-T-E? Terrorist?
Terrorist.
Terrorist. God, that is awfully close to another word.
I'm gonna
eat it outside on my balcony. Let's just say that while
Nailed
I'm
it.
Drinking coffee in the morning.
That's awesome. No, I mean, do you know what kind of cheese he's getting you?
I'm assuming it would be Parmesan.
Okay.
This would be back-to-back cheese wheels.
Are you going to share?
This would be way after my 21-day diet. 21 diet, going to be dead and gone by then.
Hold on a second. Like, how big is this wheel?
I don't know. They're expensive. So I'm going to get, I'll get like a chunk of cheese. I'm not going to get a whole cheese. We have to discuss finances, Amy. I don't know if we can afford the whole wheel right now.
Because I've seen some pretty big cheese wheels.
Yeah.
Like some so big you probably couldn't even pick up over your head.
I'm so excited.
That's a good gift.
I'm so excited about cheese that I can't have for the next 21 days.
Fun fact, you are not supposed to say cheese when you take a picture.
Why not?
Because it makes your mouth do this weird fake thing. So they tell you to say another word and I can't remember what it is. It's food related.
Isn't it ironic that the worst picture taker on the podcast has given?
Oh, you just wait. You have no idea what I've been working on. It's good.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I've got so many bad pictures of you that I'm going to start.
Of me?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start blowing up social media. I've never gotten on our Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. I mean, I read it and I'll comment, but I never initiate anything. I'm going to come. I'm after you. I'm coming after you.
You're coming for me.
Oh, I am.
While I'm hungry.
Yes.
Well, good for you, Amy. Way to get me when I'm down. So is this the revenge of the bad picture?
Yeah. The thing is that for the last 4 years that I've known you, I have a really crappy phone and I don't care if anybody gets in and I have nothing to hide. So I'll just leave it on my desk if I'm running an errand or going to the bathroom or whatever. And Lacey keeps taking pictures on my phone over and over and over again, selfies with her by herself or with other people that are randomly around her. I'm telling you, I've got over 50 pictures of you giving me great smiles and really, really bad ones.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'm like Barney Stinson. I don't take a bad picture.
Oh.
If you've ever seen the ending of How I Met Your Mother, he gets so drunk right before they go and take wedding pictures with Robin. And then they showed like Barney Stinson can't take any bad pictures. And yeah, so I feel like I'm the Barney Stinson. And I think I... asterisk hardly take bad pictures.
Just wait.
Okay. When is this coming out?
This week.
All right. You're just going to blow up social media with it?
I am.
I can't wait. I'm not even scared. I don't care at all.
They're cute.
We'll see whenever we see them. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, or I'm silent.
I'm deadly. Is that right?
Yes. And hit us up on our social media page. We, or as Amy just revealed, I like to post and talk to you. Amy does hop on and talk to you. But we are Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And you can leave us a rating, maybe a nice comment, something that'll, you know, make me feel better, uplift me in the comments there. And keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Jeez.
I'm on the drunk diet. I like to drink whiskey and stuff while I'm working. Mm-hmm. But the deal is I got to work out every day. Mm-hmm. And I work out hungover if I'm hungover.